I'm sitting in my new Jeep. What happened here was in my old Jeep, which I still have, it's right over here. Like, I can see it. It's on the other side of my garage right now, and my Jeep that I'm sitting in is sitting in my driveway. But anyways, I hit a deer, and the deer exploded the radiator on the Jeep, on my old Jeep. So, we found another Jeep that is, like, newer. It's a newer model, but it's the same model. It's a newer year of the same exact model. So, it's got all these, like, upgrades in it that I appreciate, and it is... Okay, so we buy it from this guy who had bought it for his daughter, and she wanted, like, a small SUV. So he was like, okay, you know, and then she didn't like it. He said she didn't like it because it was too big. It wasn't what she thought it was going to be. That's what his first story kind of was. I mean, it evolved. It's not that it changed. It just evolved. So my first thought was, like, it's a dad giving it to his daughter. Like, no dad that's going to let his daughter drive the thing is going to, you know, like, let her drive something shitty. If, you know, she doesn't like it because it's too big, I could understand that. Like, if she's smaller, whatever, for whatever reason. I like Jeeps. I have no problem with him. I wanted to take it off his hands. But, on the way home from getting it, from buying it, I drove it home and I followed Bill in his car. And the entire way, the traction sensor light was on the dash, alert light. And then there's, like, clicking, too. He told us there was going to be clicking in this car because when he got it, there was no fucking horn. So he had to, like, rewire the fucking horn, and then that requires, like, taking the whole dashboard and shit off. So he did that, fixed the horn, now there's clicking, and the traction light is on. So he fucked something up, and I'm sorry to put it so bluntly. Actually, I'm not really sorry. I'm supposed to condition myself to stop saying sorry if my language is not for you, then it's not for you. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. See what I mean? It's hard. Conditioning's hard to get off. Programming's hard to unprogram. Okay. I need a drink because it's super hot in this Jeep. It's not like super. I'm not gonna die. It's not gonna roast me to death or anything. It's not like 900 degrees in here. It's not dangerous or anything. Like, I'm not. If I was in danger, I'd get out, but I'm not, it's not that hot, but it's still hot enough where it's like, ooh, it's stuffy in here. But it's got all black interior and shit. It's pretty good. I'm just waiting till Friday of this week to bring it to the shop because they're going to have to look at the traction control thing. And because when you turn the wheel and brake, which you have to do when you go around a corner, the clicking and shit starts, and it'll actually shake the vehicle. And that's kind of trippy. I don't like that. I really don't like that. It makes me feel uncomfortable, and, like, I pulled the car off the fucking road at one point because of it. So that's why it's not being driven right now. It's just sitting in the driveway. Poor thing. I wish I could drive it everywhere I go. It's going to be fun once it's fixed, but it's going to cost some money, and then after that I'll be broke. But I'll make enough money that I can, you know, go for a ride every day. Go for a little car ride every day. I'm not going to, you know, spend a whole bunch of money all the time driving around. I'm not going to go driving around Illinois or anything, but I can't wait to, like, use this Jeep. It's nice. I like it. I'm drinking this sparkling water. It's called Bubbly. I got the cherry flavor. We got it at Sam's Club, obviously. Because that's, like, the only place we shop. Oh, we go to IGA, too. I can go to IGA. Let me put this phone up here. Hopefully, you guys can still hear me good. Because I'm wanting to sit back in the seat, so it's not like, and the steering wheel has this leather cover, so you might be hearing that right now. I'm working it with my hands, but it's a really nice Jeep. There's like a hard drive in it and a like CD player and MP3 player as well, so I could if I still had the shit on my computer from back in the like shit early 2000s, I guess, is when we were making MP3 CDs. If anybody was, I was. You know me. I've always had to have like music with me everywhere I go. So yeah, I could do that if I wanted to in this vehicle. How do I get to it? Oh, it won't let me unless the Jeep is turned on. I just try to. But anyways, there's a screen on the front, which I didn't have in my old Jeep. I just had a tiny ass little like fucking radio with two knobs. My old Jeep, while it was good, it was cool. It just didn't have every single. I mean, it had necessary shit, but it didn't have any extras. This Jeep has a bunch of extras. But it still doesn't have a backup camera, which I would like to have a backup camera, but it doesn't have one of those. So, that's the only thing I've never liked about having an older car. Is everybody else gets a backup camera and I don't. And I'm the worst at backing up, so I'm the one that should have one, but I don't. So, the moon is in Aquarius at about like 27 degrees right now. So I have to go in and work on ninth house shadow work, because Aquarius in my chart is mid heaven area, ninth house area. So it like my belief systems, my higher thinking, my mission, what I'm willing to share about my mission with the public. That's all. It's all stuff that I'm having to address my own shadow as far as right now. Like that's why I'm going into hermit mode. You're going to see me go into hermit mode because like, I just need some time to only focus on the voice memos, because that's where I have a singularity of focus is speaking. But the problem with it is, the only problem with this using just the podcast, doing just like a podcast voice note blog on my blog, is that it can only go on my blog because sometimes there's music in the background. That's what I was going to show you guys if I could have got this screen to load or to open up, because it'll flip open and then back there's a, I think it's like a fucking 7-disc changer or some shit. It's a pretty good radio, or not radio, but, stereo system. And I can also, like, Bluetooth my phone into it, and, I don't know, I think I need it, I don't know, I have to read the fucking guidebook or whatever, the manual, the car manual, I have to read that. So I will, at some point, but it's a fun little car, and it's really cute, and I really like the leather interior. But in the summer, it's going to get super duper hot. I remember that I used to have a Honda Accord with leather interior, and it started to wear out and, like, crack as it got really, really older. But yeah. So I have to do ninth house shadow work, as I was saying. Because when the moon, if you're working with the moon, you want to do shadow work, and right now it's in Aquarius. And so in my personal chart, that is the ninth house, that is midheaven area. So what I share of my mission is under audit, and I have to go journal. And actually think about the future that I want, and like ask myself, am I actively doing what it requires to get there? Because we have an ancient future to get to. And it's like, I know astrology is where my singularity of focus is. It's just I have to really slow down and not be arrogant, not bring any arrogance or personal baggage into, my stomach is going apeshit, you guys. Like, but it's not, like, in a bad way. I'm not gonna have to go, you know, run in the house and use the restroom. It's not that. It's just, I'm drinking this sparkling water, and it's just carbonated. So my stomach's like, there's a fucking wasp, and it's outside. Thank goodness it's outside. Yay. Holy shit, that seemed like it was in this freaking Jeep. I thought it was right next to me, dude. But it was on the window. Wow. Didn't like that. It's probably looking for some revenge on me because I killed a wasp the other day. It had to die. I was sitting on the porch, like, reading. I was reading an astrology book and sitting on the porch, and a fucking wasp comes, you're up, right? And the only thing I had near me was a rake. So I grabbed the rake and I just started hitting it with the wrong end, not with the end that's like that rake shit up with the sharp things. I'm using the fucking tiny ass little end of it, like jabbing at this fucking wasp until it's like cut in half. I cut it in half. Cause I'm like, oh, I'm sitting out here right now. You've got to die. I'm sorry. And then, you know, I put its little half and half body off over the side into like the grass. So it'll nurture like Mother Earth, or some other animal will eat it. There's a lot of raccoons around here. I believe there's groundhogs. I think that's what they are. There's lots of different birds, I'm sure, you know. But that's what that wasp was, like, is coming around. Like, I'm getting revenge on you for stealing my, you know, kinfolk. So I should probably be really careful and watch my back around here in regards to wasps. I need to get a wasp nest, like a fake one. If you crochet, you should crochet me a fake wasp nest. Actually, somebody told me I could just get a bunch of fucking plastic bags and put them inside each other, and then make it look like one and just hang it up. So I might try that. Because they're territorial wasps. So if they see a nest, they're going to be like, fuck, I better get out of here because this gang might come and kill me. And I can see him. Now he's on the side of the house. He's on the side of the house climbing up the windows. I don't know what his problem is. He needs to go away. But I'm watching him because if I see him go into something, like, I think wasp nests are big though. Like, I'd surely be able to see it somewhere around here. I don't know. There was one downstairs, too. A wasp, and it just disappeared. So, I don't know. But I try not to kill if I don't have to. But wasps are fucking different than bees, okay? Like, I don't know what wasps do. Don't come for me on the wasps. If they can sting me, I don't need them in my life. And they gotta go. So that's what it was. I was like, you gotta go because I have to read. I'm gonna sit out here on this fucking porch on this beautiful day. And I'm not gonna be fucked with by you. So that's what that is. And then the other day I saw a deer and a baby deer walking across my field. And I think they were harassing me too, because the deer I hit had those antlers. So that was a male deer. Okay. So maybe I killed her husband and she's a widow now with a baby. Isn't that shitty? Like, I might've just widowed a deer, but fuck. And now she's walking in front of my house like, hey bitch, see what you did. Now I'm a single mom. Thanks a lot. I don't know, I'm being hard on myself. Maybe that's not what it is. Maybe that's like, oh God, you helped us out of this like terrible, like dominating relationship, and he was such a fucking asshole. Thank you. Look at my baby. We're gonna go like on our merry way and have fun. That could be it too, hopefully. I don't know. My dog was mad at them, so whatever they were trying to convey, my dog was like, get the fuck out of here. Don't talk to my mother like that. So yeah. I had to do, like, I'm having fun doing dream analyses, dream interpretations. And today we did one. Today I did one for somebody. I guess that's why I say we, because you have to discuss it. It was fun, though. But it was angering to the person who had the dream. And then I did one for myself to see if it would work, and it did. I was like, "Aw, this is great. I love it." But that's what it told me. It was like, you need a hermit, and you need to really commit to your mission and really iron out what your beliefs are, what hill are you willing to die for, and iron that out, like make an outline, get your belief system and your thought, your school of belief in line, figure that out, and then you can make your curriculum, you can design just a standalone podcast, okay? So at some point, even though right now I still have my website, at some point I'm going to have to get on one of the podcasting platforms and like figure out how to get it so that it could be like distributed to the podcast directory. That's what I'm looking for. The podcast directory. The RSS feeds of like everybody that listens to podcasts. We'll be able to like look and find it. Yep. So that's like in the far future after I hermit. And I don't know how long I will hermit. Like Gemini season is almost over. Okay. Today is the 16th. This is the last Gemini season show that I will have. Because on the 25th, it's going to be a Cancer season date. Okay. The 25th of June is Cancer season. So I won't be back until Virgo season. Okay. There's two seasons between. There's Cancer, there's Leo, and then there's Virgo. I'm going to try to come back in Virgo season. Okay. But, that's where I'll be. I'll be in hermit mode, getting my shit together, making an actual curriculum, and staying out of, like, distractions arena, which for me is feeling like I have to perform constantly for platforms that don't care for anything that's not pretty and consumable and, you know, conformist, which is not me. So, yeah, I'll be back in Virgo season. And until then, just go back and read old articles on the blog astrofiend.com, and I'll be scarce, but if you need me, you can email me at admin@astrofiend.com, or you can leave a comment on the blog somewhere, either way. But yeah, Virgo season, I'll be back. Until then, it's hermit mode time. Have a good day. Think good thoughts. Don't bully anybody. Love you, cute people.